Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider, and this is episode 138 of our show, and I must apologize because we missed last week. It really wasn't anyone's fault, but with all the weather changes and the scheduling issues that we've had events postponed and days changed around and the schedules look completely different, especially with our spring sports that I wanted to focus a lot on in the show this week and really last week as well. It's kind of been hard to deal with all of that, but hey, we power through. That's what we do. And so today we have a little shorter show for you, but I have a very good interview on deck with head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs that we'll hear from. We'll also talk with men's basketball coach RJ Allen, recapping their game on Saturday against Fort Hays State. But the good news, in addition to that, is that our schedule for spring sports starting to look just a little bit more normal. Just a little bit, with some of the crazy weather that we've had, all this snow, all the frigid temperatures, all of that. It's forced some home games, especially with baseball, to be canceled or postponed, dates to be switched around or pushed back. But we've got a lot of fun spring sports stuff coming in the next week or so as we really gear up for that, not just sports-wise, but also I know a lot of you are looking forward to those warmer weather days, the temperatures in the 50s and 60s, which isn't that warm, but hey, it's negative outside in a lot of areas right now. So we'll take those 50s and 60s as soon as they get here. But we'll focus more on basketball today. And to wrap up our show today, we'll take a look at the upcoming athletic schedule like we always do, this time with a little bit more solidarity, a little bit more certainty that those games, especially the sports outside, will in fact be played. So again, want to apologize a little bit for the missing of the show last week, but you know, weather happens, changes our plans, we get snowed in, we have to adapt, we overcome, that's what we do. So we're back this week, and again, some great stuff coming up here in just a few short minutes. First, we'll recap that really fun game with Newman hosting Fort Hays State on Saturday. The men fell just short in that game, but really good conversation with head coach RJ Allen after the fact as they head into the final stretch of their regular season. Final home game coming up for them on Saturday, so we'll talk a little bit about what's going on there. And then we'll talk women's basketball, get really in-depth with head women's coach Amy Briggs for a couple of big reasons on the women's side. First and foremost, that final home game is senior night, and the Jets have one senior in Haley Hughes, so we'll talk a little bit about the senior night festivities and Haley Hughes and what she's brought to the program over the last couple of years. We'll also talk about that game on the women's side because it is the MIAA Game of the Week. It will be televised on 38th The Spot out of Kansas City. It'll be also on our MIAA network as well. We'll talk about all the fun stuff going into that, and of course, the game itself. we'll get a little behind the scenes with Coach Briggs, get to know her a little bit better and how she's building the program. And we'll also, of course, get into the X's and O's of the matchup with Emporia State as well. So some good stuff on a little bit of a shorter JetCast, but don't worry, back to regularly scheduled programming and hopefully regular length shows coming up next week once we get finally through this really cold, frigid winter weather. But let's go ahead and take our first break on the show. And when we come back, we'll visit with head men's basketball coach RJ Allen. And then again, following that, we'll hear from Amy Briggs. That's next here on the JetCast, right here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
As we get you now into our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Donlinger Construction, Newman head men's basketball coach RJ Allen joins us here courtesy of Donlinger Construction. Donlinger provides high-quality construction services all across the Midwest. You can learn more at donlinger.build. Coach RJ Allen again joins us here up above Potter Family Court. Coach, we knew this was going to be a tough physical test in Fort Hays State, and that's exactly what this was. But it was kind of a tale of two different halves. The first half was that rock fight, defensive battle, both teams trying to figure things out. The second half was much more high-paced in terms of the scoring, but that physicality aspect was still a key part of it. How did this team adjust kind of on the fly to the two different styles of play that seem to be happening in those two different halves?
Yeah, I don't know if there was anything in particular that we said or that we tried to point out to them. I think that's just natural in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, you just kind of I think the pace of the game has a lot to do with that. And so, obviously, we want to try to play at a little faster pace and find those opportunities, you know, where they did a good job of is kind of matching that. And so, you know, hats off to those guys being able to match that pace and put up some points in the second half.
Now, rebounding-wise, that was a big aspect of today. You got to rebound the basketball. We talk about that all the time. You know, felt like the team did rebound well, and you win that margin. You create 13 offensive rebounds, but it was tougher to capitalize on some of those offensive rebound opportunities. Is that just Fort Hays State being a really strong defensive team that makes those second chance opportunities kind of tough to capitalize on, or what was maybe the difference in that avenue, not able to quite convert on those second and third chances on the offensive end?
Well, I just think it's really physical in there, and so I think that was a part of not being able to, like, there were a couple bunnies that we missed on offensive rebounds. And so the physicality, I think, definitely was a factor, you know, in that facet. And so we got to continue to grow and develop and learn and develop our bodies and be a little stronger. But your offensive rebound keeps you in games because there were times, I think, in the first half where we had a stint where we couldn't find a basket, like, you know, in the half court, and we were able to kind of, you know, inch away, and actually we were up just because we were crashing the glass so well. So just have to continue at it and get better.
Now, you know, we talked before the game about Caleb Hammocky and the trouble that he can present in so many different aspects. He kind of does a little bit of everything, but it felt like in the bigger moments he kind of took over late, and it feels like those are the veteran senior players that have played a lot of basketball make those winning plays. Was maybe that the difference tonight, because you were without one of your senior leaders in some clutch moments? Is that experience and the maturity of an older player like that may be the difference in a game like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think he's been 6 years, something like that. And so, yeah, he's been in that moment a thousand times. And so you can tell he's poised. He's able to get to his spots, knock down shots. He made some big shots. And so, you know, you tip your hat to him. And you know, we just got to continue to fight and trek along.
That said, on the youth aspect, I felt like today was maybe a big turning point for Jaden Shane. He knocked down a couple of contested threes. We know he's got the ability from the outside, but sometimes it just hadn't quite fallen. But for him to hit some timely threes in the second half to keep your chances alive, do you feel like that could maybe be kind of a jumping off point for him to keep growing in his freshman season?
Yeah, I mean, he's a super talented kid, hard worker, comes every day, does his job, and so – you know, it's good to see him knock down some shots. I think, obviously, his best basketball is ahead of him. And so, yeah, it's about confidence and experience right now. And hopefully he gained both.
Now, this week you get kind of the week off in terms of the midweek game. It gives you a little extra time to prepare for your next and your final home game of the season, Coach. But like with the result going the way it does today, that Saturday game against Emporia State is going to be even more kind of important with how they're playing right now and your chances of the postseason. How do you need your team to respond off of a tough physical game like this? Because you know the challenge is going to be brought here by the Hornets.
You know, today I thought we played well enough to win the game. We really did. And so they responded the right way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, it's you're right there. You're right there. And so your season's on the line as far as postseason goes. And so this is, you know, this is what you want, though. This is what you sign up for. We want this program to be late February playing for something. We don't want to just have another game because it's another game. And so there's postseason implications. That means we're moving in the right direction. There's definitely been growth this season. But, you know, we still have to show up and execute and go win a game.
Awesome. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday next week.
All right. Thank you.
That's RJ Allen, head coach of your Newman Jets here.
Don Linger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Don Linger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at donlinger.biz. That's DONDLINGER.BIZ. Don Linger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hi, this is Marisa Compton, head coach of Newman Jets Volleyball. Show your support for the Navy in Red by grabbing your officially licensed Newman Jets apparel at NUJetsGear.com. Your purchase directly supports Newman student athletes. Choose from a wide variety of styles and colors featuring NU's official logos. Show your Jet pride at Fugate Gymnasium, McCarthy Field, and all over Wichita with Newman Jets apparel from NUJetsGear.com. That's NUJetsGear.com.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by Newman head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs. And coach, it's crazy how it's flown by, at least for me, but we're staring at the last home game of the season for your group this year. And it's a big one hosting Emporia State. You get to play and a televised game on 38, the spot with the MIAA game of the week. And it's, you know, with all the senior day stuff and all the excitement, it seems like a pretty big week for that final home game.
Yeah, we're super excited, you know, just because it is kind of our last home game and making sure we send our senior out, Haley Hughes, on the right note and starting kind of a tradition of winning that senior game whenever it happens. And then just the fact, you know, we're going to get some publicity just for Newman and just women's basketball with the MIAA game of the week is going to be great. And a lot of our families are coming into town. So it's just going to be a great weekend overall.
Well, I wanted to start kind of talking to you about the game of the week aspect, because it's such a cool opportunity that's not always available to schools at the Division II ranks, right? To play on television and to get on the TV screens of people in different areas and get that exposure for Newman University, for one, but also your basketball program that you're still working to build. How exciting of an opportunity is that for you and this team of yours to kind of get to play on a stage like that?
I mean, it's super exciting. When I first found out, I was like, oh, really? Us? Wow, that's so awesome. And I think, you know, it's just good just for our team just to be able to kind of be highlighted as well, you know, just with how hard they've worked this year and how much we're continuing to grow, and just for us to get a platform for our players, and then obviously our university is truly great. So we're definitely going to make sure we take advantage of, you know, this opportunity.
Well, with that, you know, the opportunity that's there is a chance at a really significant conference victory. You've got two wins this year in the MIAA, already kind of surpassing the work done in your first season as head coach. But I know this team is still very motivated. They want to get that last home win and try to sweep a season series against a team like Emporia State. That's a big opportunity to get that chance on your home floor. So how has the group approached this game and their preparations for Emporia State this week, knowing that they've got to go out and still, you know, put a good performance together for 40 minutes to get that big marquee win?
Yeah, I mean, every game in the MIAA is tough, obviously. And, you know, we've had some really good moments in our past games against some really, really good teams. And so I think that just kind of gets us ready for this matchup. And then, you know, our only game this week is on Saturday. So we've been able to have some days together at practice to kind of just get prepared, get ready, you know, also have some fun, you know, be able to play a little bit more than usual because we don't have, you know, a lot of games in a row. And so it's been a very great, you know, vibe just with our team and just how they've approached, you know, coming into practice, you know, excited to be there and excited just to continue to get better and grow in different areas.
Now, with this group and the growth, you've mentioned how hard, you know, this team of yours has worked this season in trying to get better and continue building this program. But as you kind of look back now, as we're kind of at the tail end of the season, you know, what's maybe the biggest growing point been for your team? Because from my perspective, I look across the board and I see improvements in every area, but I know you're more fine-tuned than that. You see maybe areas that have grown more than others. What's maybe the biggest area that this team has improved this season?
Just kind of understanding and them also understanding just how important, you know, having that on-court leadership is, and some people continuing to grow in that area, but they've grown so much to where, you know, we were, you know, just a very few juniors and a lot of, you know, sophomores and freshmen, and just seeing them really click and start to use our language on the court, whether that's in practice or, you know, in huddles and different things as well, that, hey, like what we've been working on is continuing to click throughout, you know, in different aspects. So it's just nice to have more people that, you know, kind of understand our system and, you know, continuing to voice our language just throughout everything we do.
Now, with, like we mentioned, it's going to be senior day and you have just one senior this year, and it's Haley Hughes. And I know, you know, this team is young and there's a lot of youth on the floor all the time, but to still have one senior, one player that's kind of a little bit more mature and has kind of been through the rigors of college basketball, maybe a few more seasons, how big is the presence of Haley Hughes in the locker room and as this team continues to work and get better with the other young players on this roster? How big has Haley's impact been as the lone senior this year?
Like you said, she's definitely mature. So they kind of call her the mom because she does a really good job of kind of getting them to settle down when they get a little loud and crazy and, you know, reminding them, hey, we got to go here. We got to do this. Make sure you guys bring this. This is what we're wearing. So just those little things that maybe people don't understand is so vital and so huge. And she usually breaks down our huddles. So If he's not around, they kind of struggle with, oh, how do we do this? So, you know, she's just been a great presence, you know, just on campus as well. She knows a lot. She's been able to help our freshmen, sophomores. She's a residence advisor on campus, you know, for the dorm. So she gives them reminders there. And so she's just constantly just kind of that piece that we need, you know, off the court, but then on the court as well. Like you said, she's been through a lot. She's seen a lot of basketball. And so she's done a great job of, you know, giving tips and pushing people at practice. And then, you know, again, off the court, she's a nursing major. And so she's kind of showed them how you can balance your academics and athletics and still give both. And so she's just been, you know, great overall in a lot of different areas, you know, for our team and teaching them and helping me as well, continue to push us forward.
Again, we're visiting with Newman head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs here on the JetCast today. Coach, with just a couple of games left in the season, you know, we talked about your youth on the roster, lots of freshmen, lots of sophomores, and they're still kind of growing as we speak. But at this point, you know, is it more like you have a ton of sophomores and juniors because they have played almost an entire season? Like, they've had that opportunity to kind of get the freshman mistakes out of their system. They've had to learn on the fly. They've had to play some really difficult competition. Do you feel like this team is already kind of a few steps ahead of you know, where maybe some younger teams might be? Because to me, it feels like they're already kind of growing up before our very eyes.
Yeah, definitely. Especially on the defensive end, at this point in the season, they know how to guard literally everything. And they know when they have a breakdown what kind of went wrong. And so I've been really happy with that. And I feel like we've really maximized and continue to grow defensively there. And I think we've been really sound in a lot of different areas. And like I said, scouting report wise at this point in the season, there's nothing a team that's going to do that we haven't seen already. And these players haven't guarded. So that end has been really good. And then offensively, you know, we have a lot of people that have continued just to step up and, kind of understand, you know, their roles and kind of what it will be in the future as well of like, hey, you know, when we need a basket, you know, I might need to go make this basket or whatever the case may be. So we've definitely kind of grown on that end with them just having that chemistry of playing with each other. And I think it'll only continue to grow.
Now, for you personally, we talked kind of at this point last season, in your first year at Newman, you know, where you felt like you maybe had grown more as a coach. Have you felt more growth in yourself? Because you're still learning and growing, you know, young as a head coach yourself. How have you seen maybe yourself grow in your role now in year two?
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, that I always tell our team as well. A lot of coaches don't want to say they're not growing, and I tell them all the time, hey, we're growing together, you know, we're a team, coaches, players, you know, everybody is continuing to grow in different areas. And, you know, I think with me, just continuing to grow and, making sure like, you know, in that preseason, we have enough stuff in that we're able to do a little bit more different things throughout the year. Just with us getting older, as well, you know, it'll really help that we won't have to spend as much time on certain areas and we can kind of grow a little bit faster. So just making sure, you know, our plan is good from the start and that we're continuing to put people in places to be successful. And then just also, you know, me learning the league as well of, hey, you know, this is how teams are going to continue to guard players on our team and how can we try to help put them in positions to be successful?
With your past, you know, you played at junior college level basketball to start. You played at Johnson County. We talked earlier in the year about, you know, Sage Gramps is playing for the same junior college coach that you did, you know, and that connection that kind of helped to forge between you two. But I'm curious your thoughts on what kind of growth you can learn through, you know, the junior college level of basketball, because it's so highly competitive and you see so many different skill sets and different styles of play in junior college. And I'm just wanted to pick your brain a little bit about how you felt like that experience for you as a player, especially, helped to prepare you for, you know, four-year college basketball.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's definitely a little bit different, whereas, like, some of those players, especially at the junior college level, they're all could be high D1 kids that you're playing against every day just with the athleticism. And I think, like, that's the biggest part. And then, you know, every team you play is just a little bit different. And how can you understand how they guarded you one game? It's going to be completely different the next game. And I think that can carry over to the MIAA as well, just with our athleticism that we have and just the amount of different coaches and different philosophies that people bring to the basketball court. And, you know, that every team is going to do something different because that's what their coach wants to do. So being able to then adapt to those different changes that they make.
Now, with that, you know, how have you seen the game adapt and change? Because though this is just your second year as a head coach, you've been coaching and around basketball for a long time, really your entire life, because I know your dad was a coach and all that. But how have you seen maybe the sport of basketball adapt over the last several years now as you've grown in your coaching career?
I honestly think the skill level of players has increased. There's just so many talented players, and there's also so many talented players that are at the Division II level, where you have players that maybe they could go low or mid-major D1, and they're like, nope, I'm going to go Division II, which has made the MIAA, you know, better than what it was 10 years ago, just the competitive level, the athleticism, and just the talent level, you know, every day. And obviously, a little bit has changed in some of these extra years and, you know, players being a little bit older than what they used to be, you know, back in the day. And so just kind of adapting to the new climate of just college athletics and, you know, people transferring, new players coming in, and how teams are able to get those new players adjusted quickly, which for us it's been an adjustment with Sage and even Paige, you know, not playing last year and then playing with us. I felt like it was just a great smooth transition, and I know a lot of places don't really get that. And so I was really thankful that we did a good job in terms of, you know, bringing in at least Sage as a transfer of someone who understood me, understood our program, and kind of understood, you know, what direction we were going.
Again, we're visiting with Newman head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs here on the JetCast, getting an inside look at Jets basketball as we head into the final few games of the season. And again, Coach, kind of previewing that Emporia State game, like we mentioned earlier, it'll be televised on 38th The Spot with the MIAA Game of the Week. It'll be senior night for Haley Hughes. Lots of things going into a game like this, but how do you as a coach try to use some of that excitement for, you know, the game of the week, for the senior night emotions, and use that kind of to an advantage to get this team a little extra juice, but at the same time kind of walk that fine line of not being too amped up and overthinking things a little bit?
Yeah. You know, just reminding them just to play loose, you know, not be nervous. We have a lot of kids on our team that they thrive in a good environment where, you know, it's kind of loose and they can just relax and take those deep breaths. And, we're doing a good job just with our women's basketball program of really promoting this game. So I expect there to be a really, really great crowd. And I think when our players see the crowd and the support that Newman provides, whether that's their friends on other sports teams, faculty members, whatever it is, I think it's really going to fuel us. And we're going to throw out a t-shirt every made three. So I think that's an incentive for us to hit some of our outside shots. And I'm just feel really excited for them to just have a great, you know, home atmosphere and get to go against a really good team at the same time to help give us that extra home court advantage boost.
Well, if we're throwing T-shirts, who do I talk to about kind of making sure they get one up to me? Because I'm a little higher up than most, but I'll fight for a T-shirt. I'm not afraid to shy away.
Yeah. Maybe if we get a certain mark, we'll make sure we get one up to you.
Maybe. Maybe I just had to bring my broadcast equipment down a little closer to the court for this one. Who knows?
There you go.
Regardless, I wanted to kind of go back to earlier in the season, because this is the second time that you will have played Emporia State, but it'll only be the first in conference, which is kind of a weird thing to talk about. But you schedule a home and home with Emporia State, where you go on the road in non-conference play this year, but they're going to come to us next year in out-of-league play. What kind of went into that scheduling and trying to make sure that you get, you know, you got to get your games on your schedule, but playing a team in your own conference in a game that's not in league play?
Yeah, you know, we had to get a lot more non-conference games this past 2 years, so sometimes that can be difficult when, you know, other conferences don't have that amount of games. And, you know, Coach O and I talked, and we're like, we're so close. It's a no-brainer. We usually play twice a year anyways. We might as well play, get our kids a great experience, and be able to kind of get almost a taste of what the MIAA is like before we actually get to MIAA play, you know, as well. And both teams always draw a great crowd, so we just thought it was a good idea and have that local game and keep that, you know, Hornet Jet rivals, you know, still in the mix.
Well, it'll certainly be fun to get them back in our gym, but you had fun against them in their gym the last time we saw them, which again was back, you know, earlier in the first semester. As you had this Jet team of yours really rolling, and they hit some big shots and come away with a double digit road win at Emporia State. And I know we talk a lot, Coach, about, you know, teams change and things are a lot different now, and, you know, you're different, they're different, but do you use some of what happened in that first matchup, that big win at Emporia State, in your preparation for this game on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whether it was 3 months ago or a year out, you kind of have an idea of who they're going to put on our players. And they have some different players in the mix for them, and we obviously have, you know, a lot of our same pieces, but it just kind of gives us an idea of who they're going to match up with us, and so we can game plan, you know, around that. And both teams have obviously grown and gotten a lot better from that last meeting, and so we're kind of just looking forward and glad we kind of have an idea of kind of what they're going to do, especially watching, you know, their previous games leading up to this, and just how they're playing, how their players are playing, and what we need to, you know, be ready for moving forward.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I'm so excited for this big opportunity that your team has in front of them. Again, MIAA Game of the Week on 38 the Spot. It'll be senior night. Lots of fun things going into it. We talked about the T-shirts. There's going to be some pizza, like all these big opportunities for students and fans to pack Fugate for this big game. If you could just give us your last little case of why we need to pack Fugate for this big game.
Hey, we've been indoors a little bit this week, so we maybe not have seen people, so might as well come out Saturday and enjoy some great basketball, just not with our women's game, but also our men's game as well. It's two really, really big games for our basketball programs, and so a lot of the coaches here at Newman are very supportive, so I know they're going to send, you know, their teams out if they're not competing, and you know, hopefully we'll have some other students there as well, and just give a great atmosphere, especially just us being on 30th spot, you know, everyone making sure that we're representing Newman, and we're going to tell everybody to wear red for this game, and we have a lot of different people helping promote this for us, and so we're hoping for a great crowd for both games.
Awesome. I'm so excited, Coach. Thank you so much for the time today to preview it all and get a little in-depth look at Jet basketball. So excited for Saturday. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
That's Amy Briggs. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Final segment of the JetCast here today on the Newman Jets Audio Network, episode 138 of our show. And as we mentioned, it's a little shorter, I know, than normal, but we've had a lot of postponements and cancellations, a lot of winter weather, but schedule's looking a little bit more normal here as we head into this coming weekend with a lot of stuff going on in and around Wichita and a lot of athletics programs getting back to action. So let's go through the upcoming schedule. We'll start on Friday, February 21st, softball heading to Topeka for the Washburn Tournament. They'll play four games both Friday and Saturday, and it'll begin on Friday afternoon as the Jets take on both Rockhurst and Maryville University. Those games, again, in Topeka at Washburn University. The Rockhurst game will be at 2, the Maryville game at 6 on Friday, and then on Saturday, starting at 2 and 6 as well, the Jets will take on Minnesota Crookston and then Minot State in their action at the Washburn Tournament. Also on Friday, men's and women's tennis in action. They'll head to Springfield, Missouri to take on Drury University in a pair of duels. Those matches will be at 8 o'clock at night and indoors in Springfield. So keep your eyes peeled for those results. Our tennis team's off to a great, great start this spring. And you know me, love me some tennis. I'm very excited about the outlook of our teams on the tennis courts this spring. So they've got those games on deck on Friday. And then into Saturday, we've got a really busy day of basketball. Our final home games of 2024-25 as the women's team and the men's team both hosting Emporia State in MIAA action. The women's game will start at 1:30 and the men will follow around 3:30. The women's game will be the MIAA game of the week, as we kind of highlighted with Coach Amy Briggs a little earlier in the show. It's going to be televised on 38 The Spot, and there's going to be a huge audience, a magnifying glass on top of the Jets program, a chance to really shine in front of a large crowd in the gym and, of course, on the TV broadcast as well. So really big opportunity there for the Jet ladies. And then, of course, it's senior night for both the men's and women's teams, so seniors will be highlighted. We'll get to know some of those seniors a little bit better on both sides. We've got some interviews scheduled for those broadcasts and things that you'll tune into on the audio network as well. So lots to look forward there on Saturday in the final basketball home games of the year. And then on Sunday, we finally get our baseball home opening series as the Jet baseball team will host Northeastern State to open MIAA play. They'll play three games through Sunday and Monday. It'll be a doubleheader on Sunday at noon, and then the second game will follow about 30 minutes after the first contest concludes. And then the third and final game will be Monday at noon as well from McCarthy Field. We'll have audio coverage on the Newman Jets audio network of the games on Sunday afternoon. Super excited to be on the call of those. But of course, you can watch the live video feed of all of those games on the MIAA network. Then on Tuesday, softball finally gets their home opener. They'll play a doubleheader starting at 2 with games at 2 and 4 against Northwestern Oklahoma State here in Wichita. Then we'll get into Thursday of next week, the 27th, when both basketball teams head on their final road swings of the season. They head up to Maryville, Missouri for a doubleheader at Northwest Missouri State. Women at 5:30, men at 7:30. And then on Friday of next week, more tennis is on tap. Men's and women's tennis both taking on Rockhurst in Kansas City. Baseball will be at Arkansas Fort Smith for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Softball will be in Springfield for a tournament at the Drury Classic. They'll play Drury and Minnesota Duluth on Friday, and then on Saturday they'll also be in action as well, with softball in those games taking on Parkside as well as Minnesota State Moorhead. Men's tennis will and women's tennis will take on Augustana in Kansas City on Saturday. Wrestling will begin their action at the NCAA Super Regionals in Warrensburg, Missouri, as that will take place all Saturday, all day long. We'll also get basketball in their regular season finales on Saturday afternoon at Missouri Western. Women at 1:30 and the men at 3:30 in that action as well. So that is all on the calendar for the next week in Jets athletics. And boy, I can't tell you how excited I am to get those games on the schedule and have the weather looking good so that we don't have to have any more cancellations or postponements. You know, knock on wood, obviously Mother Nature in Kansas is always a little bit unpredictable, but at least the forecast is starting to warm up just a little bit. But that's going to put an end to show 138 of our JetCast here today. Coming up next week, have some great stuff on deck for you. Looking to talk some spring sports, maybe some baseball, some softball, also some big stuff coming here in the next week or so with bowling getting ready for their stretch runs in the postseason and everything. So we'll talk a little bowling coming up soon on the show as well. But as always, if you've missed anything on our show in the past, you want to go back and listen, go to newmanjets.com/podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Just search the JetCast. It's all right there for you. And of course, you can check us out on the Newman Jets app as well. But again, thanks so much to Amy Briggs for taking the time to visit with us over the phone. I was all locked into my basement, snowed in at my house with the cold temperatures and the ice and the snow and all that, and she made sure that we got that interview taken care of over the phone. Always appreciate her time. And then also good insight on the men's basketball team with RJ Allen as well. But we'll see you next week for more here on the JetCast. I'm Jackson Schneider. Thanks as always for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ugh, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.